Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Some Christian wedding officiants begin their practice through a local church. Some begin through a soul center, but many begin independently. That means they are not currently hosted by a church, and they have not yet formed a soul center ministry base. They are simply a Christian Leaders Alliance ordained wedding officiant who wants to serve couples in their community with biblical clarity, ceremony excellence, and faithful Christian presence. This course recognizes that pathway. A wedding officiant does not need to wait until every structure is perfectly developed before serving. If the officiant is ordained through the Christian Leaders Alliance, understands the wedding officiant role, verifies local civil requirements, and practices with wisdom and accountability, independent service can be a valid beginning. But independent does not mean casual. Independent does not mean unaccountable. Independent does not mean I can do whatever I want because I am ordained. Independent wedding officiant practice still requires clarity. You need a clear purpose. Who are you serving? You need a clear scope. What do you offer and what do you not offer? You need a clear process. How do couples contact you? How do you meet? How do you plan the ceremony? How do you prepare for the rehearsal? How do you handle the license process? How do you follow up? You need clear boundaries. Are you offering ceremony guidance, prayer, biblical encouragement, and marriage growth resources? Or are you drifting into counseling, legal advice, family mediation, or crisis care beyond your training? A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. Independent practice also requires public clarity. When people ask, "Who are you?" you should be able to answer simply. You might say, "I am an ordained Christian wedding officiant through the Christian Leaders Alliance. I help brides and grooms prepare for a Christian wedding ceremony with scripture, prayer, covenant clarity, and careful attention to civil responsibilities." That is clear. It does not sound vague. It does not sound commercialized. It does not overclaim. It tells people who you are, what authority you serve under, and what kind of wedding ministry you provide. Independent practice also requires humility. A local church or soul center connection may develop later. You may eventually partner with a pastor, help a church with wedding ministry, start a marriage-focused soul center, or invite others into CLI training and CLA ordination. But you can begin by building trust one couple at a time. Serve with excellence, return messages promptly, prepare carefully, listen well, pray sincerely, keep records. Verify license responsibilities, respect the bride and groom as embodied souls, honor biblical marriage, stay within your role, refer when needed. Build a list of pastors, counselors, mentors, attorneys, civil offices, and crisis resources so you are not alone when complex situations arise. The independent officiant must resist two errors. The first error is waiting forever because you do not yet have a perfect ministry structure. The second error is rushing ahead with no structure at all. Faithful independent practice lives between those errors. You begin with courage, but not carelessness. You serve with confidence, but not isolation. You build a local practice with prayer, clarity, and accountability. This is how an independent CLA ordained wedding officiant can become a trustworthy Christian presence in the community.